Yo! Welcome back to another edition of the Cruising Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Cruz, and today is Friday, December 1st. Holy mother goose, we are in December already in 2023. It feels like we have not, you know, I feel like the year just started. Goodness gracious, we almost had the new year, the 2025. Goodness gracious, man, we're going to have a recap of everything. Hopefully at some point this month, but where you can find the Cruising Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Patreon, YouTube, and anywhere else you can find your podcast needs. That's where you can find the Cruising Podcast. Also, where you find latest updates of the show is on Instagram at Cruising Podcast, also on Twitter at Nice Down Finance. Yo, man, what is up, everybody? I'm sorry. This whole week I was like, look, we're going to take a break. A little miniature break, of course, because, you know, I've only been off for a week. But that's what we're doing. That's what we did. And now we are doing 25 straight days of straight podcasting, baby. And today I kind of had to do a little bit of a gorilla cast, mostly because I felt extremely lazy this morning. I mean, tonight. And I didn't get home about almost an hour. Hour ago. It's about 11:47 right now here. So I'm drained mentally, physically, emotionally. It's been a weird week. Been a very emotionally trying week, I must say. And also physically. You know, right now at this point, I know it's going to sound like I've been saying this a lot, but I can definitely feel my disc pushing up against a nerve. I know this sounds crazy, but right now my right foot feels like it's going to sleep, or it is asleep. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just living the life of a gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Working 11 hours a day, baby. No. Yeah, probably something I probably should get checked out for sure. But you know, that's life, man. You know, you got to take the pain. It's that, well, I mean, shouldn't have to take the pain, but we're here, we are, you know, and I'm hoping that this subsides. It's just, this too shall pass, right? God doesn't give us more than we can handle. So I'm trying to handle it as best as possible, man, as positive as possible. So I'm looking at the video right now, and it looks like, am I really that black? I'm really that black. Like in the dark areas, it's like I'm black. This is ridiculous. But I just want to say I love all of you. The reason why I'm doing 25 days of Cruising is mostly because secretly Christmas is one of my favorite holidays of the year. I love Christmas, not because of the whole, you know, you guys want, you know, everybody wants to make it political, but oh man, you know, this is when all the companies and stuff like that like to make all the money. Nah, man, I think Christmas is awesome because, I mean, you know, my mom always made Christmas awesome. You know what I mean? Even this year, her and my stepdad have been decorating the house. You know what I mean? In Christmas, like everything around us right now is Christmas, and it's a great time. You know what I mean? You have family coming down, you have all, it's just, you have like, it's just blissful. I don't know why, I just feel cheery sometimes. Like as soon as it's hit the December 1st, I was like, let's get it. Yes, we are in December. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, it gets cold a little bit here, but I live in Texas, so cold like lasts like 2 weeks, and then we're back to, you know, mid 50s, upper 60s, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. You know, that's just where we're at. But yeah, man, I love this time of year, man. It felt like that's when the family is normally whole. You know what I'm saying? That we're all under one roof at some point and just, you know, just enjoying some eggnog or spiked eggnog now that I'm, you know, of age, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a great time of year. I'm definitely cherish these moments for sure, man. I remember we went to Disney World for one Christmas. I don't think I would ever do that again. I don't know. I would take my kids to Disney World for sure, but like that was a one-time experience for sure. There was no one there. I will say that there was not a lot of people there, but it was out of control. Florida was actually cold as fuck. Florida got cold, and it was like it was cold, and then one day I think it was raining, you know, but it was still Disney World, so it was supposed to be the happiest place on earth, but it was still cold as shit, waiting in fucking lines for everything. Oh, damn. Okay, hopefully I can be heard this time around. Sorry, I'm not used to having my foot being able to touch the line here on the mic, and it did. Oh man, I'm that's how tired I am right now. So, sorry, it's probably going to be a very, very, very short episode today, but I promise it'll be a lot longer tomorrow. That's what she said, and you know, I'm sorry. Okay, well, that's, you know. That's never what she said, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Woo! Oh, man. Right now, I am looking at a Santa Claus Mickey Mouse. This is awesome. I love this time of year, man. It's so cool. So for the 25 days of Christmas, for the 25 days of Christmas, I'm definitely going to be talking about a lot of Christmas classics, even new Christmas classics, and also some very unknown and underappreciated Christmas classics for sure. For myself, you know, and also probably greatest Christmas movies of all time. We're going to definitely have a top 10 list because I have to make content and figure out how I'm going to do it. Definitely going to be trying to have some interviews here, have some more people, have people, you know, stop by on to the pod and things like that. So definitely be looking out for that because this is last year I think I did a good job. I feel like I almost made it to 25 days. I might have missed one day, but I'm pretty sure I did pretty good. I'm proud of myself. I don't care. I'm proud of myself. Fuck it. But what I wanted to talk about today was that Squid Games has a new reality show that's out right now. Now, it does not do the thing that Squid Games did, of course, because that would be murder. But I feel like that's what's missing. Like, I don't feel like their lives are in danger. You know, like, yeah, okay, cool. You guys are competing in this. And, you know, like, I remember because I went back after watching the reality show, I went back and watched the Squid Games before. And I was like, whoa, this was violent. And this was out of nowhere. Like, they didn't give no warnings. They didn't tell there's going to be some things that you guys are not going to be uncomfortable that you guys are going to be uncomfortable with. I think because it's in Korea. And I think that Korea doesn't have as many mass shootings as the United States do. And so that kind of like they weren't sensitive to that fact. And when you watch, of course, Red Light, Green Light for the first time and you see what happens. Oh, fuck. That's what gets you into the show, actually. You're like, what the fuck? Fuck else can they do to us? Because you're sitting there watching, you're just like, yo, there's no way they're about to play a children's game and you're just gonna kill. Oh, we're playing a children's game and they started murdering people with snipers. This is not what I signed up for. This is absolutely not what I signed up for, but I'm here for it. But now I'm here. I mean, what? My question is, would you volunteer yourself without knowing for $4.56 million? I don't know. Is it worth the risk? I mean, I'm pretty good at games, especially children's games like Red Light, Green Light. Of course, I was nice at it, man. I'm an athlete, baby. I don't know. It would be, if without like how the reality show is, it would be a nice experience. It would be something nice to, like, you know, try to do. But to do it in real life and have really your life at stake is like, nah, I can't do that. I can't participate. I'm not going to put my life on the line. But, you know, not knowing that you're putting your life on the line, you know, yeah, shit. I think that is what's missing from the reality show, though, is that danger. Because you don't feel like they're in danger this whole time. Like, you start to get connected to certain characters and you're just like, all right, well, they're just still going to live their life. Like, they're not getting killed off. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tried to make it as close as possible to it, but it's just like, still ain't the same. It's not it. Like, I can't get, you tell me these people's stories, I'm just like, okay, cool. Y'all are here now. Good job. It just felt like, I don't know, man. It, like, the reality show is good. It's gripping. They did a really good job with some of the people and some of their stories, telling their stories and, you know, having, you know, getting their backgrounds about a lot of them. And then, sorry. Goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah, it's also been raining here. That's probably why also I'm tired. But you get these people's stories and it's just like, okay, you're trying to get me connected with this person. And then boom, they're gone. I'm like, okay, well, gotta get connected to a new person. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. It's just like, it's cool. It's actually, I like watching the games that they play in with the, you know, the children's game still, you know, with pretty much all the games that Squid Game have, except for one. There's only one game, but I think they couldn't redo. It's kind of hard to recreate all of Squid Game because, like, it was, well, that, like I said, man, that show's fucking wild. And I'm rewatching it right now and I'm just like, wow, this shit's wow. And I'm watching it in Korean. I'm just like, what the fuck? I watched this the first time? I wonder how many people went back and watched the actual Squid Game actually after watching the reality show portion. Because it feels like Netflix knows what they're doing. I mean, definitely, hopefully. I mean, they're like the biggest, you know, streaming conglomerate ever. Like, when Cowboy Bebop was playing, like the live action one, they actually were advertising the anime the whole time. Hey, man, so you like the live action, or are you kind of like, you know, curious about what the anime is? Here you go. Here's Cowboy Bebop, the anime. Like, I feel like Netflix knows how to pander, and they do that. They do amazing. That's great marketing. You know, I mean, especially within your own app. And it's one of the, like, global hits of all time. Like, you're going to go back and watch it again because there's going to be another season and you're sitting there like, how? But you're watching the reality show, knowing how Squid Games is. And the one thing I hate about watching some shows or some, like, reality shows or challenge shows and things like that. It's like you act like you never watched the show before in your life. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just like, yo, come on, bro. Like, y'all didn't know that was going to happen. For real? Come on now. But they did give us characters where they were villains, or some were like secret villains or things like that. It's just, I think the reality show definitely hits a lot of beats and have done a very good job at almost recreating Squid Game, except for, of course, what I told you guys, without the danger of someone losing their life and us being connected to someone and being like, oh, okay, well, shit. They're never coming. Like, they, what are they going to do after? Like, I wonder if they're going to do a reunion show. That's a lot of people. 456 people are a lot of people. Okay. So I don't think there's ever going to be one, but I would say this is an 8 out of 10. I really do. I think this is an 8 out of 10 show. Some of the people are kind of robotic, but some of the people also are like genuinely devious and things like that. And we're down, what, they had the first 9 episodes now. The first 9 are out. I'm guessing the 10th episode is supposed to be the final episode, or maybe 10 or 11 is supposed to be the final episode. But I'm definitely tuned in. I'm in there. Like, I really am. It gives conversation. It gives us time to, like, have conversation about, you know, who we think is going to win. I mean, did you think that person would make it? Nah, bro, I think that person will make it. Because they were quiet the whole time. You know, something like that. I think it's, I really, really enjoyed this the reality challenge, though, man. I think they're doing everything in their power to make it suspenseful as much as possible, and I'm here for it. So with that, I would like to let you guys know that is the podcast for today. I know 15 minutes, 16 minutes. I know I'm very, very, y'all can probably hear it in my voice, but I'm just fucking drained. But tomorrow probably hopefully won't be drained. And we're gonna do it again, baby. It's 25 days of Christmas, baby. We ain't fucking around. This ain't a joke. We're making it 25 days. Okay, we're making it. Now, this episode will be coming out on Saturday, December 2nd, but I did record this on December 1st, 15 minutes before December, 15 minutes before December 2nd on the Central Time Zone. Yes, we're working on the Central Time Zone. Yeah, that's what we're doing. You know what's kind of crazy? What's cool? Okay, forgot to tell y'all. So, Christmas time, the dogs have sweaters, like the... One of the Yorkies, he has a sweater where it has like antlers coming out. And then the other one, the smallest one of the group, but the eldest and also the boss, she has her little sweater. And then the big white Fluffy has her little red sweater. I was like, oh my goodness, man. But yeah, it's so cool. I'm going to take a picture one day. We'll see. But yeah, man, I love this time of year. This is why I do 25 days of Christmas. Damn it, man. I keep fucking this up. 25 days of Christmas. Also, if you guys get a chance, there is a toy drive going on at one of my former employers. I will be putting more information out as I get time. There are flyers out and things like that. They're having a toy drive. I definitely want to do something toy drive wise or just like Secret Santa type shit. But, Anybody that joins the Patreon this month, all proceeds will go to some sort of toy drive / Secret Santa. I know it sounds like I'm very unprepared for this, but I was very prepared. But I am very prepared. Don't worry about this. Your money, the money for this month alone, but this month by itself will go to a very, very special cause. And I want to make people's Christmas as great as my Christmases have been. We're also going to talk about great gifts during Christmas, especially like give some holiday gift guides for the gamers out there and the nerds and things and people like that. So we definitely going to do gift guides. I promise there's going to be something cool for you. So I'm going to do everything I can in my power to make sure that you guys are entertained, make sure you guys are loving it. So with that, I want to say I love all of you. Where you can find the Cruising Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Patreon, YouTube, and anywhere else you can find podcast needs. That's where you can find the Cruising Podcast. Also, where you can find latest updates to the show is on Instagram at Cruising Podcast. Also on Twitter at Nice Down Finance. And lastly, can you please, 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 if you guys get a chance, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, I'm asking for 5 stars. Fucking right. I'm entertaining the shit out of y'all. So, So please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts if you guys get a chance. I would love you forever. And, go subscribe to the Patreon and also please subscribe to the YouTube. There will be better lighting next episode, I promise. I had to get this out very quickly. So just really, really a gorilla cast if I really can call it anything else. But and not gorilla cast as in me being black and looking like a gorilla or anything like that. Cause you guys, if you thought that you're racist, just put it out there. So with that, I want to say, I love all of you. Seriously. I really do, man. I hope everybody is having a stress-free, blissful holiday start. And I will check back in with you guys tomorrow for another Cruising Podcast. So with that, I want to say, don't do anything I wouldn't do. I'll catch you guys later. Deuces.